two trumpets, horn, trombone, and tuba, the brass quintet. Groups like the Canadian Brass have legitimized this instrumentation as being as artistically valuable as any other chamber group. But artistry isn't something that's reserved only for classical music. The Merari Brass Quintet is continuing the tradition of challenging what audiences might expect from a classical music performance.
We had a quote when we played our concert at Cornell. It was like someone put my iPod on shuffle and played all my favorite songs.
That's horn player Jesse Thoman. The five musicians that make up the Merari Brass Quintet met when they were students at Indiana University. In the spring of this year, the group toured New York, Ohio, and Connecticut, performing at schools and conducting masterclasses. Thoman said that part of the group's mission is to educate and to push boundaries in their performances.
In order to keep classical music moving forward and doing different things, we have to embrace new situations and embrace new audiences and embrace skepticism. I think one of the great things about our group is we all like each other and we all believe in what we do. And it's pretty hard for an audience to respond poorly to that.
You know, to be honest, I don't know if we've ever thought of ourselves as a classical group.
Alex Knoppe is one of the two trumpet players in the Merari Brass.
But I think of this as brass quintet. That's almost a genre in itself, where everything that we do is influenced in some way by a variety of other types of music. I mean, brass quintet as a genre really is about 60 years old. So it is a very contemporary genre, and practically everything that we do, at least our new pieces, are all influenced by jazz and popular and ethnic music. One of the things, speaking personally, that I love about playing the trumpet is that you can find it in virtually every style of music imaginable. And I would bet that there's going to be a lot of people there that associate trumpet more with jazz, that associate it with marching bands, that associate it with, you know, somebody like Louis Armstrong or anything like that. There's so many different connotations.
On a typical Merari brass concert, music by 16th century composer Giovanni Gabrieli could be followed by an arrangement of a Charles Mingus tune, which could be followed by an original composition. It's this sort of diversity of programming that they say audiences really respond to. Thoman also says that it's about breaking down barriers between the performers and the audience.
People talk a lot about communicating with the audience, which seems kind of like a one way, like we're communicating with you. And I think that's where a lot of classical music has run into problems with kind of being that wall between the musicians and the audience being two really separate things. When honestly, I think when creating good music, connecting with your audience, giving them something to give back.
When playing for kids on their recent tour, Thoman added the group definitely received a lot of energy and feedback from the audience. On that tour, they managed to fit in one special impromptu performance during their travels in New York.
And we happened to be right along the route for the elementary school that Jesse's sister is a teacher in. And we ended up passing by there about 15 minutes before the school day ended, so we showed up at school, set up in the cafeteria, and did just an impromptu 10-minute performance for about three or four elementary school classes that showed up. And I think it was one of the most musically refreshing, most energizing gigs that we played the entire time.
They performed another impromptu concert for an unsuspecting audience in June 2010 at the Bloomington Farmers Market. Alex Knoppe and Jesse Thoman are joined by trumpeter Eddie Ludema, trombonist John Grodrian, and tuba player Glenn Dimmick. This is a tune by Charles Mingus, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat.
Thank you.
Music of Charles Mingus, arranged for brass quintet by Alex Knoppe. That was Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, played there by the Morari Brass Quintet. Check out photos of the group performing at the Bloomington Farmers Market on our website, wfiu.org/arts.